The position for Shavasana is legs apart by around 1 foot, hands half closed, palm half closed facing sky. Head is tilted on left side so that your Surya Nadi is at the top, right nostril at the top. Arms apart by 6 inches or so. So that's the position of Shavasana. Regarding Shavasana, great Hiranyamuni said that Uttanam Shavata Bhumo Shayanam Tat Shavasanam Shavasanam Shantiharam Chitta Vishranti Karakam. That means when you lie on your back and practice this Shavasana, it will take all the stress and strain away from your body, mind, and this gives mind and body its required rest. For the purpose of Shavasana, we have to imagine that our body is made up of 14 segments, 14 parts. 7 of them are on the top of the Muladhara Chakra, including Muladhara Chakra, and other 7 are at the bottom below Muladhara Chakra. The one at the top, we can call it by Bhuva Swaha Maha Jana Tapa Satyam. We know it more by like Muladhara Chakra, Bhuva, Swadhisthana Chakra, Manipur Chakra. Then we know it by Anahat Chakra, Vishuddhi Chakra, Agya Chakra. And the last is our crown posture, crown portion, and we don't have to bother about the crown posture because we are going to do only 13 segments. We are not going to go on to the 14th one. The 7 parts below Muladhara Chakra, they are like Atala Vitala Sutala, Talatala Rasatala, Bhutala Patala. We know it in our language by our buttock portion, our portion above the thighs, our thighs portion, our knees portion, the portion between the knees and the ankle, the ankle portion, and then our heels and our big toes portion. So now when we have practiced Shavasana for a few minutes, let's stop the thinking process. Let's try not to think, try to relax. The body should be very, very loose, not tight anywhere. And we'll mentally imagine and focus on our patala posture. Patala and bhutala position, so that our big toes and our front portion of our feet and middle portion and the back portion, our ankle portion, try to release the consciousness from that part so it gets required rest. You can move on and you can focus on portion between the ankles and the knees and try to release the consciousness from this part so it gets its required rest. Or tala tala portion, that is portion of the knees, front and back, try to release the consciousness from this part so it gets its required rest. You can further move on to the portion of our thighs, portion between the thighs and our buttock, and try to release the consciousness from this part so that our entire portions below Muladhara Chakra, we have forgotten that we have tried to release the consciousness from that part, so we do not have to think about that part. We can move on to our Muladhara Chakra. This is the place where Ida, Pingna, Sushumna, three nadis originate. So we'll try to give rest to this portion by releasing the consciousness from this part so it gets its required rest. This way our rectal system also will get required rest. Then we move on to Swadhisthana Chakra, that is located below the abdomen portion, and that also, there also 72,000 nadis are crisscrossing. giving live energy to every part of the body. So that's where we'll release the consciousness from that part, so that all our portion of urinogenic tract portion, they will get its required rest. We'll move to Manipur Chakra. There is a navel portion. This is the powerhouse of our body. We'll try to release the consciousness from this Manipur Chakra, so that our digestive system, our powerhouse, entire system gets a required rest. We'll move on to Anahat Chakra, near the heart. Try to release the consciousness from deep down spinal cord and our ribs, our back portion, our bones there. Try to release consciousness from that part, our lungs, everywhere. Try to release the consciousness from that part, so it gets its required rest. Our heart will be minimum moving. Try to release the consciousness from that part, so it also gets required rest. We'll move on to Vishuddhi Chakra now. That's the place where our voice originates. Try to release the consciousness from this part, so it gets required rest. That way our respiratory tract also will get required rest. Now we'll move on to our chin portion and our cheek portion, our lips, our nostrils, our ears, our eyes. We'll keep the eyes closed, but we'll remove the consciousness from that part, our entire face, so it gets required rest. Also, we'll have to release our consciousness from our fingers, our arms, our shoulders. All this portion, we try to release the consciousness so that entire thing gets a required rest. And our focus now will be on Agya Chakra. That is the place our soul is dwelling. So all the place, all the parts below our, like below the Muladhara Chakra and above the Muladhara Chakra, we have released the consciousness. Our soul is dwelling into Agya Chakra. So soul is dwelling and submerged into sound of Soham. So we'll just listen to the Soham sound and enjoy the journey of the soul from our forehead, Agya Chakra, to the nostrils. In the Soham sound, it is submerged. Soham. Soham. relaxed our mind, we relaxed our body, we relaxed our muscles, we have relaxed our blood vessels, entire organs and all the each and every part of the body is relaxed. We got physical relaxation, we got mental relaxation, we are enjoying the spiritual relaxation. So from wherever we have lost our consciousness, we'll try to regain our consciousness back now. Our soul will direct from Akya Chakra and help us relieve consciousness from each and every part of the body. So we'll move on to our eyes, keep the eyes closed, but imbibe the consciousness back into the eyes. Push the consciousness back into the eyes so that it works optimally well. We'll move on to our face. Try to push the consciousness back into our ears, our eyes, our nostrils, our cheeks, our chin, entire face. We push the consciousness back into each part so it starts glowing again. We'll try to push consciousness back into our fingers portion, our wrist, our forearm, our arm, our shoulders. Try to push the consciousness back that part so that blood circulation in this area is proper and there is no aches and pain in this area. We'll push our consciousness back into Vishuddhi Chakra. That way we can strengthen our thyroid organs, our parathyroid organs, our vocal cord, our voice box and our respiratory tract. Entire thing will be working optimally well. We'll push the consciousness back into our Anahat Chakra and we'll push the consciousness back into back of the bottom portion, our ribs, our spinal cords, all our lungs, our heart, all the muscles surrounding. We push the consciousness back into these parts so they work optimally well. This way our circulatory system also will work optimally well. We'll move on to Manipur Chakra. That's the place where powerhouse is situated. We'll push the consciousness and reignite the powerhouse of the body so it works optimally well. That way our digestive system, our stomach and our all portions, our intestine, lower intestine there, small intestine, that will work optimally well. Our spleen and liver, they work optimally well. We'll move on to Swadhisthana Chakra and try to focus and push the consciousness back into this area so that our all the portions there, our urinary tract system, our genital systems, all the portions there, they work optimally well. We'll go back and push our consciousness back into the Muladhara Chakra. That way all the three important nadis, Ida, Pingala, Sushumna, three nadis, they start working optimally well. That way our rectal system also work optimally well. And with all these three nadis, when they are back in action, entire body would get the energy back. Now we'll go on to lower portions, lower than the Manipur Chakra, and lower than Swadhisthana Chakra, Manipur Chakra, and our Muladhara Chakra. And we go down to our buttock portion, try to push the consciousness back into that part. And then we'll go on to our upper thigh portion, try to push the consciousness of that part. Our waist and portion also will try to push the consciousness from that part. And then we'll go back to our knees portion, the front portion and back portion of the knees. Try to push the consciousness back into this part, portion between the knees and ankle, Rasatala. Try to push the consciousness back into this part so it all this our legs work optimally well, our feet optimally work well. For ankle portion, try to push the consciousness from this part, the portion of our back of our feet and front of our feet, Bhutala and Patala, our heel portion and the front portion of our feet, try to push the consciousness from this part. So our entire body has regained the consciousness back. So now our head that was tilted on left side, we'll try to bring it into the center. Our arms will bring it closer to the body. Our legs, then we can bring it closer to the body. then we can go on the side, whichever side possible, and then bend the knees, hold the knees, and with the help of our hands, our palms, try very slowly without jerking to get up. Try very, very slowly without any jerk to get up. Eyes will still remain closed. Eyes will still remain closed. Eyes will still remain closed. And then we'll do friction with both the hands. Spread, rub over the face, eye, on the hair, scalp, head, neck, everywhere, so that you get the benefit of this savasana throughout. And now you relax. So what happened? Did you get some rest? Did you feel that you were here but you were not here? Some people go to sleep, some people do not go to sleep, some people, it is fortunate that nobody did snore, otherwise some people start snoring. So this is the way you get the sleep. Like, or partially sleep you get. You go in some situation where there is, sometimes you can't describe, but at the end result is that you are relaxed. That your body gets relaxed, your mind gets relaxed. So this relaxation of mind and body is equivalent to 2 to 3 hours of sleep actually. If we do not get sleep, if you have got sleep problem at night, if we are waking up, we have got shift duties like day shift and night shift, and we want to catch up the sleep, or we are driving long distance and we need some rest. Anywhere, if we are not feeling well, we need rest, we can have this 10-15 minutes of savasana on our own, and we can really recharge our body. Also, what happens is, when you are, we say, relaxed, your mind focuses, your mind is under control. You need now know how much strong your mind is. When it asks your the front portion of your legs to relax, it will relax. Focusing on each and every part, so you are giving importance to that part, command them to relax, and it relaxes. So that way you are voluntary and guided relaxation of each and every part helps in really the well-being. So your muscles then get relaxed, your blood vessels get relaxed, and what is the second benefit you get is that people who have got high blood pressure, number one, they are sitting in the same plane, so that blood pressure lowers down. Number two, their bodies is relaxed. They are listening to humming sound. That relaxes more. Blood vessels relax. The blood is flowing in the same pattern. No ups and no downs. That really helps. Your mind gets relaxed. No stress, no tension variable. That also helps. So it's very good for people with blood pressure, people who are excited a lot. They have got high, sometimes you are hyper excitation or hyper depression, you go in hypo, so all this up and down, it can be balanced out if you can practice this way. So for this body also it is very helpful. So as and when we can find time, we can practice this savasana. Also what is happening is that when I was saying that you are released the consciousness, nobody died here, right? Otherwise I would have been in jail. But because you are relaxing, now you will not have any fright or any fear of death. Because you release the consciousness, and what dies, what you got rid of is what your body. Your soul was still dwelling actively. So one day nobody is going to remain here forever. We have to die one day. But this way we do not have fear of death, because our body dies but our soul remains forever. That the crust of this whole, apart from getting benefit of sleep problem or our trouble problem or blood pressure problem, the entire the extract or essence of this Shavasana is that the body dies, but soul remains forever. If we take this message, it works along, because in different stages of our life, different we face a lot of different problems, and how to tackle that problem we can learn, because we know that we are dying, but we are not dying. And fear of death is more than death itself. If somebody tells you that you are going to die in 4 months, then that those 4 months are gone. You are dying in that moment only. So that part is very important. It will strengthen our mind, strengthen our body. We are able to face all the problems very nicely. So we can close this Shavasana with a prayer. That is a Shavasana special prayer. Guruji used to chant this. After each Shavasana he used to chant, and there is a prayer of Saul. It says that Shivoham, Shivoham, that entire the Atma is me, whatever is lying outside is me, whatever you can see, the sun and the brightness of the sun and moon, that is within me. The same soul is dwelling in me and the animal kingdom, in dogs and cats everywhere, and that soul is dwelling in me. The soul is such that it is not going to be burnt in fire or weighed in water, and it's not going to be by strong attack also, it is not, nothing is going to happen. That soul is within me. So all good entire quality of the God is within me. That's what the entire crust of this prayer is. So we'll chant that prayer. We'll chant our 2 omkars, and then we chant our regular prayer, and then we'll conclude this session. So let's close our eyes in whatever position you are, and we'll chant to this prayer, Shavasana prayer. Shivoham, 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 Shivoham. Shivoham, Shivoham, Akhila Vishwa ka jo Paramatma hai, Akhila Vishwa ka jo Paramatma hai, Sabhi praniyo ka jo Atma hai, Sabhi praniyo ka jo Atma wahi Atma Sachidanand mein hu, wahi Atma Sachidanand mein hu. Shivoham, 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 Shivoham. Amar Atma hai Maranashil Kaya, Amar Atma hai Maranashil Kaya, Sabhi Praniyon mein Jo hai Samaya, Sabhi Praniyon mein Jo hai Samaya, Wahi Atma Sachidanand mein ho, Wahi Atma Sachidanand mein ho. Shivoham, 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 Shivoham. न शस्त्र काटे न अग्नि जलावे बुझावे, न पानी न मृत्यु हटावे, वही आत्मा सच्चिदानंद में हूँ,
वही आत्मा सच्चिदानंद मैं हूँ, शिवोहम 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 शिवोहम। तारो सितारो में आवास जिसका, तारो आवास जिसका, सूरज और चंदा में आलोक जिसका, सूरज और चंदा में आलोक जिसका, वही आत्मा सच्चिदानंद में हूँ, वही आत्मा सच्चिदानंद में हूँ, शिवोहम 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 शिवोहम। अजर और अमर जिसको वेदों ने गाया, वही ज्ञान अर्जुन को हरि ने सुनाया, वही आत्मा सच्चिदानंद में हूँ, वही आत्मा सच्चिदानंद में हूँ, शिवोहम 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 शिवोहम।